We're going to learn Sota Daf Mem Amud Aleph. We are holding on Daf Mem Amud Aleph. The Gemara brings three opinions whether you could say these psukim, the psukim that we were in the middle of discussing, Birchas Kohanim, and the special psukim that were recited at some point during Birchas Kohanim. So the Gemara is going to have three opinions whether this was done in the Mikdash only, even in Gvulin outside of the Mikdash, or even not in the Mikdash. You couldn't even do it in the Mikdash. So Amar Rechiah Bar Abba. Rechiah Bar Abba says that these psukim are only in the Beis HaMikdash because you mentioned the Shema Miyuchad in these psukim, and the cover of the Shema Miyuchad, they were misakin it dafka in the Beis HaMikdash, and therefore kala omrin begvulin einu ela toa. Anyone who says these who says them outside of the Mikdash is mistaken. Second opinion, Amre b'chanina bar papa, he holds that even in the Mikdash, you're not allowed to say these Pesukim in Birchas Kohanim. Teidat, the Mikdash Nami Lomi Ba'ilim Imrinu. Klum Yeshcha Evet Shem Varchno Saveinu Mazin. Is there such a thing that someone is being blessed by somebody else and he's not listening to the blessing? So the Kohanim are giving you bracha. They're showering bracha upon you and you're not going to listen. You're just going to, say your own thing, your own little piece. Amr Biyacha Bar Chanina. So Rabbi Bar Chanina says it's appropriate to say these psukim anywhere, even in the Gvulin. Teita de Gvulin nami mi by limimrinu klum yeshavet shem varchno so ve'in masbir panim. When you're receiving a bracha, isn't it only appropriate and only derech eretz to acknowledge the bracha and say something? Amr Rabbi Yehuda Mereish Hava Amina Luhu. Originally, I used to say these psukim Birchas Kohanim. Kivin the Chazina de Rabbi Abba de Menachem de lo Amr Luhu Ananami lo Amina Luhu. But once I saw Rabbi Abba de Menachem that with did not say it, so I didn't say it either. Meaning I learned my proper etiquette during Birchas Kohanim from looking at what Gedolim did during Birchas Kohanim. So main point number one, we have three opinions whether the special psukim are supposed to be recited during Birchas Kohanim. One opinion in the Mikdash, yes, Gvulin, no. Another opinion even in the Gvulin, another opinion even not in the Mikdash. Rami Rabbi Avahu, Meresh Hava Amina in Vasnasa Ana. I used to think that I was a big Anav. I used to think that I was indeed truly humble, and came in the chazina like Rabbi Abba de Menachem. But once I saw the way Rabbi Abba de Menachem acted, that he was such an incredible humble person, an incredibly humble person, that it used to be that the chacham would always darshan publicly, so he would say things quietly to the meturgeman who stood right next to him, and the meturgeman would say things out loud. Damar ihu chad taima, and I saw what happened, that he would say one thing. Va'amar amori Taima. Rabbi Abba de Menachem was darshaning, he would give an explanation, and the Meturgeman, when he was acting as the microphone, changed what Rabbi Abba was saying. So he was being mezalzel in the cover of Rabbi Abba, because he probably wasn't giving such great explanations, and everyone was attributing it to Rabbi Abba. And v'lo kapid, and he didn't get upset about it. So you see what a tremendous anav he was. They didn't mind that it was going to take a hit to his reputation. Amina lav anvas nasana. So I realized then that I am not an anav. I thought I knew the definition of anivus. Umayin vasnusid Rabbi Avo. Why did Rabbi Avo think he was such an anav? What did he do that was so humble? To amrot de bitu damari de Rabbi Avo. The wife of the mentorman of Rabbi Avo said the debased Rabbi Avo to the wife of Rabbi Avo. Hadidon lo tzarech le lididach. You should know my husband, the mentorman, doesn't need your husband, the magid shir. He is big enough chacham to give the shir himself. V'haydu gachem v'zakef alei. You know, the only reason he bends down to listen to what your husband is saying before he says over the shir, he's just paying him some respect. He's just giving him some public respect, but he doesn't really need him at all. So Mrs. Avahu came to Rabbi Avahu and said, "You know what your Meturgeman's wife is saying about you?" So Amalas Rabbi Avahu said, "Am I nafkale mina mini mine? What difference does it make to me? I'm interested in kavod shemayim. Between me and him, there's a good shir that's being given. What difference does it make whether it's my shir, it's his shir? Doesn't matter as long as kavod shemayim is enhanced, because that's the name of the game. It's all about kavod shemayim." The Gemara says another story that shows the great anivus of Rabbi Avahu. Rabbi Yavo, Imnu Rabbanu Le'Mamni Bereshe. The Chum voted and they decided to appoint Rabbi Yavo as Rosh Hashiva. Kivin Dechazel Rabbi Abba Dimenako Dinefisha Le Balichovos. He saw that Rabbi Abba Dimenako had a lot of Balichov. So Amalu Rabbi Yavo said to the Chumim, don't appoint me the Rosh Hashiva. Ika Rabba. There's a greater Chacham that's more Ra'ui than I am, Rabbi Abba Dimenako. And the reason he said that was because whoever was appointed Rosh Hashiva, they'd give him a lot of matanos and they'd make him wealthy in order that people would view him as chashuv, because no matter how big a Talmud Chacham you are, the Hamonam typically values people who are wealthy. They think people who are wealthy are chashuv people. So in order to enhance the chashivos of the Rosh Yeshiva, they'd make the Rosh Yeshiva wealthy. And he knew Rabbi Abba needed the money more than he did. Rabbi Avo, Rabbi Chiya Bar Abba Ikalulahu Asra, another story that tells us the anivos of Rabbi Avo. That Rabbi Avo and Rabbi Chiya Bar Abba once went to a certain place, and they were giving both of them the honor of darshening, and each of them darshened in a different base medrash. Rabbi Avo darsh b'agadita. Rabbi Avo was teaching divrei agada. Rabbi Chiya Bar Abba darsh b'shmaita. Rabbi Chiya Bar Abba was teaching halacha. Shavku kol yam Rabbi Chiya Bar Abba v'azul gavid. Rabbi Avo. Everyone likes a good drasha. People don't like to hear halacha. Halacha is too complicated. So chalash dait. So everyone went to the agadita shir. Chalash dait. Rabbi Chiya Bar Abba got upset that everyone abandoned his shir. So Rabbi Avo wanted to calm him down, comfort him. So Amalei, he said, you know, the fact that they didn't go to your shir and they came to my shir is not because they think that I am any better than you or that my Torah is any better than yours. So I'll give you a mashal. One of them sells very precious gems that are worth a tremendous amount of money, and the other one sells little trinkets, you know, he sells little things that are, you know, in the dollar store. Almikovtsin, lo al zeshe mocher mina sidkis. You know, where do you have more buyers, in the dollar store or in Tiffany's? Yeah, you have more buyers in the dollar store, but not because what they're selling there is more valuable. It's because fewer people are able to appreciate something or able to afford something that has great value. But what you're selling, you're giving halacha that's much more valuable than what I'm giving. Another thing that Rabbi Avo says, kol yoma hava malva Rabbi Chiya Bar Abba Rabbi Avo adush bizei. Rabbi Chiya Bar Abba used to walk Rabbi Avo to the place where he would stay, Mishum Yakra de Kesar, as a way of showing kavod to the house of the Kesar, because Rabbi Avo was a kar of Lamalchus. Hahu Yoma, but on that day that Rabbi Chiya Bar Abba got upset and Rabbi Avo wanted to calm him down and be menachim him, Ilavi Rabbi Avo to Rabbi Chiya Bar Abba Dushbize. Rabbi Avo escorted Rabbi Chiya Bar Abba to his place where he was staying. Afilu Hachi, Loitos of Daita Minei. And still, Rabbi Chiya Bar Abba was just too upset. It didn't work. All of the attempts to calm him down didn't work. So main point number two, Rabbi Avo's anivus was demonstrated through a number of stories, how, you know, like the story about the Meturgaman, the wife of the Meturgaman, and how he didn't care that the Meturgaman was taking the credit for what he did, and how he gave up being Rosh Yeshiva so that someone who needed the money more could be Rosh Yeshiva, and how he calmed down and was mefayes Rabbi Chiya Bar Abba when no one came to his shir. So he was a tremendous anav, but even so, his anivus didn't reach the anivus of who was it? Rabbi Abba de Minaako. It still didn't reach the anivus, still didn't compare to the anivus of Rabbi Abba de Minaako. Okay, says the Gemara further now. We discussed before the psukim that the Tzibur says at the time of Birkas Kohanim. So the Gemara is going to discuss what the Tzibur says when during Chazar Shatz, when the Shliach Tzibur gets to Modim. So b'zman she Shliach Tzibur omer Modim, ha'amehim mahim omrim. When the Shliach Tzibur gets to Modim, what nusach of Hoda'a does the Tzibur say to participate with the Shliach Tzibur in Hoda'a? So amar Rav, Modim anach l'cha Hashem Elokeinu al sha'anu Modim lach. That you gave us the ability to be connected to you and give Hoda'a to you. So we thank Hashem for the ability to thank Him. Ushmuel Amar, Shmuel says another nusach, or we add to the nusach, Elokei kol basar al sha'anu modim lach. Rabbi Simai Omer, Yotzinu yotze bereishis al sha'anu modim lach. Meaning they discuss which element of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, description of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, we add to the nusach lamodim. Is it that he's Elokei kol basar? Is it that he's the yotze bereishis? Now, Dori Amri, Mishmed Rabbi Simai, Brachos Vadosu Shum Chagadol, Ashechi Son of Kiam Tanu, Asha Anamodim Lach. Ravacha Bar Yaakov, Messiah Bahachi, he used to conclude the modem as follows. Kain to Chayenus, Chanenus, Kapsen of Sess of Gliosen, Chatsus Kachal, Shmorchu Kachov, Lassos, Tanach of Lev Shalim, Asha Nachna Modim Lach, Amar of Papa Hilkoch Namen Lukulu. Since we have all these different opinions of what exactly to include in the Nusach of our modem, we say it all. So let's make that a main point as well. Several different opinions of what exactly to mention in the Tzibur's modim while the Chazan is saying his modim. So we say all of them. Amar Rabbi Yitzchak, Yom Te'imas Tzibur Alecha, Sherekan, and Pneim Klape Am, Vachareim Klape Shechina. Person has to have a tremendous amount of Ema, of awe and respect for the Tzibur. And the riot to that is, look what the Kohanim do. They turn their back to the Shechina in order to be Mevarich the Tzibur. Nachum Namar Mehacha, a different raya to that very same idea. Pasuk says, Vayakom David HaMelech al Ragla Vayomer Shemuni Achi Va'ami Im Achei Lama Ami V'im Ami Lama Achai. Why does he have to say both Lashonos of my brothers and my nation? Amar Blazer, Amar Lem David Yisrael Im Atem Shomunli, if you're going to listen to me and you're going to donate to the Binyan Beis HaMikdash, Achei Atem, then you're my brothers. V'im Lav, but if not, Ami Atem, then you're my nation, I am your king, meaning V'ani Roda Eschem B'makel, and I will work very, I will rule with an iron fist. So you see that you have to have Emes Tzibur. Even the Melech needs Emes Tzibur if the Am is Ksherim, if the Am are people that are behaving properly. Rabbanan Ami Mehacha, we learn from the following place. They're not allowed to wear their shoes. Kohanim are not allowed to wear their shoes when they duchen. And that was one of the tachanas Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai made in Rosh Hashanah Daf Lamed Aleph. My time, why did Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai make such a tachana? Lav mishum kavod tzibur. Isn't it because of kavod tzibur that they're not allowed to wear their shoes? Amr Vashi lo, hasam shem nifskol ritzua b'sandalo v'hado azel miktere amri ben grusha ben chalutzihi. Who? No, that's a different story. The reason that the Kohen's not allowed to wear his shoes to duchen is because maybe he's going to have a strap that breaks on his shoe. He's going to be embarrassed to go up because it's embarrassing that people are going to mock him and make fun of him that his shoes are messed up. So he's going to go back to where he was in order to tie his shoe, and people are going to see that he's not doing Birchas Kohanim and he's instead going somewhere else because he went to tie his shoe, and people are going to say that he's a Ben Grusha Ben Chalutza. They'll assume, they'll cast aspersions on his the validity of his kahuna. So that's not necessarily a raya. So last main point, a person has to have a certain awe of the Tzibur. We prove it from the fact that the Kohanim turned their back on the Shechina in order to face the Tzibur. We prove it from how David HaMelech spoke about a Tzibur of Ksherim. But we don't have a really clear proof from from the fact that that the Kohanim don't wear their shoes during the Birchas Kohanim. Okay, but we'll stop there, and Bezus Hashem will pick up a couple of lines from the bottom, or actually the very last line, the very last three words of the page, Bezus Hashem will pick up with next time.